This is the male disease. It's called being full of shit. The male disease includes the need to be in charge at all times. In charge, in control, in command. A real man sees himself as king of the hill, leader of the pack, captain of the ship. But all the while, in order to fit in and belong, he has to act like all the other men and do what they do, so he'll be accepted and get a good job and a promotion and a raise and a Porsche and a wife. A wife who will immediately trade in the Porsche on a nice, sensible Dodge van with folding seats so they can be like all the other boring families. The poor fuck. The poor, stupid fuck. His manliness also requires that he refuse to go to a doctor or a hospital unless it can be demonstrated to him that he has in fact been clinically dead for 6 months.
No sense going to the hospital, honey. I don't seem to be in a coma.
Therefore, he must learn to ignore pain.
It doesn't really hurt. Bleeding from 6 holes in the head doesn't really hurt. Just give me the remote and get me a beer and get the fuck out of here.
Most men learn this stupid shit from their fathers. Fathers teach their sons not to cry.
Don't let me hear you crying or I'll come up there and give you something to cry about.
Great stuff, huh? All the problems in the world, repeat, all the problems in the world can be traced to what fathers do to their sons. So little boys learn to hide their feelings, and society likes that, because that way, when they get to be 18, they'll be able to go overseas and kill strangers without feeling anything. And of course, that bargain includes a certain reluctant willingness to have their balls shot off.
Honey, I have to go overseas and have my balls shot off, or else the rest of the guys will think I'm too afraid to go overseas and have my balls shot off.
The poor fucks. The poor, stupid fucks. And so, as a result of all this repression of feelings, the extent of the average man's emotional expression is the high five. Or sometimes, when really deep feelings emerge, both hands, the high ten. This is raw emotion. And that's about all they're capable of. And they have Dad to thank. Thanks, Dad. But wait, don't think dads can't be fun at times, too? After all, dads introduce their sons to the wonderful world of men. The male subcultures, the really tough guy, masculine He-Man stuff. No wimps, no pussies, no softies. There are 5 deadly male subcultures, and they all overlap. The car and machinery culture, the police and military culture, the outdoors and gun culture, the sports and competition culture, and the drug and alcohol culture. And as a bonus, I'm going to throw in one more. The let's go get some pussy and beat the shit out of queers culture. As I say, they all overlap. Many men belong to all 6. This male universe is, of course, detectable by analyzing its combustible chemical formula. Gasoline, gunpowder, alcohol, and adrenaline. A chemistry rendered even more lethal by that ever-present, ever-delightful accelerant, testosterone. Talk about substance abuse? If it's chemical dependency you're interested in, you might want to look into testosterone.
Testosterone,
the most lethal substance on earth, and it does not come from a laboratory. It comes from the scrotum, a scrotum located, interestingly enough, not far from the asshole. How fitting. And as it happens, all these male subcultures share a particular set of features. Homophobia, coupled with an oddly ironic, complete childlike trust in male authority. Men are attracted to powerful men. They also share a strong fear and dislike of women, and this in spite of a pathological obsession with pussy.
Testosterone!
So why are men like this? I think the overriding problem for men is that in life's main event, reproduction, they're left out. Women do all the work. What do men contribute? Generally, they're just looking for a quick parking space for some sperm. Couple of hits of hot jism and the volume on the TV goes right back up. It's my belief that most of these flawed male chromosomes should not be allowed to go forward for even one more unfortunate generation. But such is biology. And so, excluded as they are from reproduction, men must find other ways to feel useful and worthwhile. As a result, they measure themselves by the size of their guns, the size of their cars, the size of their dicks, and the size of their wallets. All contests that no man can win consistently. And let me tell you why all this happened. Because women are the source of all human life. The first human being came from the belly of a female, and all human fetuses begin as females. The brain itself is basically female until hormones act on it to make it structurally male. So in reality, all men are modified females.
Where do you think those nipples came from, guys?
You're an afterthought.
Maybe that's what's bothering you. Is that what's on your mind, Bunky?
That would explain the hostility. Women got the good job, men got the shitty one. Females create life, males end it. War, crime, violence are primarily male franchises. Man shit. It's nature's supreme joke. Deep in the womb, men start out as the good thing and wind up as the crappy thing. Not all men. Just enough. Just enough to fuck things up. And the dumbest part of it all is that not only do men accept all this shit, half of it they do to themselves. By the way, I'm not letting women completely off the hook. After all, the one part of the lower anatomy that is the same in both sexes is the asshole. But women who are assholes aren't called that. They're named for a different part of their lower anatomy. They're called cunts. Isn't it nice that cunts and assholes are next-door neighbors?